Part 22, Chapter 3. As an experienced, if not always a lucky gambler, Half-Captain Roger-Dieter Snowell of the Tolnep Elite Space Navy considered that he knew a sure thing when he saw it, no matter how bad his eyes were lately. A week ago, he had discovered a radio band down there on the planet that the others of the combined force did not seem to be aware of, and he was not going to tell them. It was apparently termed the Federation Channel, and it gave news and orders and carried reports of some creatures called coordinators. It dealt with tribes. As an officer of a navy that depended mainly on slavery for its prize money, he felt anything to do with people down there was of vast interest. This was a trade Tolneps were good at, well equipped to handle, and happy to engage in. He had told the other ships that there really should be a guard on the opposite side of the planet, and had separated from them, taking a position in orbit out of their direct view. 2 days ago, he had been amazed at the security those potential slaves down there omitted. They chattered away in a language called English, which he had vocoder circuits for from ages back, and they were making advance arrangements for the visit of a notable. It had been too late to do anything about a visit this notable made to a flat plain in the north, but not too late to observe it. He had been amazed to see that it was the man on the one-credit note, and even easier to identify by a gold helmet. The Federation network was chattering away about his next intended visit. It was an ancient city in the mountains they called Lhasa. The coordinators were to gather up some tribes at that point for a reception and do this and do that. From there on, it was easy. Careful search of those huge mountains down there showed movement of people converging on just one city. The site was protected all around by mountains and was itself at a high altitude. Lhasa. Half-Captain Snowell made his plans quickly but well. Without informing the others, take that notable captive, interrogate him as only Tolneps, or maybe Cyclos, could interrogate. Get the priceless information. Use what was left of the notable to negotiate a planetary surrender, and to blazes with sharing anything with the rest. Pick up the population, pay his gambling debts, and retire. He had the time, the place, and the opportunity. Act. On his diamond-shaped bridge, Snowell went over to the Volcar vessel's watch officer list and found an officer to whom he had lost 2,021 credits, which Snowell still owed. It was Double Ensign Slithiter Pliss. If this failed, that was one gambling debt the half-captain would not have to pay. But it could not possibly fail. Too standard an action. He called Double Ensign Pliss to the bridge, told him exactly what was wanted, ordered two Marines broken out of deep sleep, authorized the use of a small strike launch, and got the kidnap underway.